Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You did have Big Ben return. Big Ben throws for three tutties, and the Steelers get a nice little victory over the New York football Giants. And now here to chat about Big Ben's return and what the Steelers can do this year is a former Steelers quarterback, a guy that knows Big Ben Roethlisberger very well, also has two Super Bowl rings, and that is Charlie Batch. Charlie, thanks for the time. How you holding up?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Can't complain. Great to have football back. And I know you being a Steelers guy, you must have been pumped last night to see your guy Big Ben return to the field. What were your biggest takeaways?
Oh, man, it was good to see him back out there again. And, you know, talking to him, and he kept talking about, I can't wait to get my first hit. And I'm like, no, you don't. No quarterback wants to get hit. So that's a lie right there by itself. But either way, you know, for him to get back out there, thought he started a little slow, looked like his footwork was just off and not in sync with his arm. But once he got to that second quarter, he was right back in the rhythm. And you could see it displayed as he entered into that two-minute drill and let the team down for a touchdown.
So that team did go 8-8 last year, and they did so with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges at the quarterback position. Now getting Big Ben back and still not knowing where he's at from a health standpoint, but showed he could still play at a pretty damn good level last night. Well, what are your expectations this year for the Steelers?
Yeah, I really have high hopes for them because defensively, like you mentioned, you know, yes, they went 8-8, but they played solid defense
great
last
defense.
Year. Just wasn't able to get it done offensively. You add Ben to the equation. You have a little bit more experience in the wide receiver position that can help Juju Smith-Schuster out, which he benefited from yesterday, catching two touchdown passes. The beauty of it is the fact that Ben doesn't have to be Superman right now, have to make every single play. He knows he can take what the defense gives him, and if that calls for a punt, he knows his defense can go out there and make some stops. So it's a really good balance right now.
The only thing that I'm skeptical about, really, with Pittsburgh is the health of Big Ben and just what it's going to be this year. You know, when you walked away from the game last night, did you feel a little bit better that he's going to be able to get to this season, or is it still the great unknown?
Well, I think it's still the great unknown. I think a lot of us are all figuring out together. There was a couple shots that they had. Of course, he was wearing a sleeve to keep it warm, and then he had this other contraption that he was wearing on top of the actual elbow. So I'm supposing that that's supposed to keep it warm. So it's going to be something that we're all going to monitor, but Mike Tomlin do a really good job, like he's done in the past, of monitoring his reps and occasionally gives him Wednesday off during the course of a week. Now that's going to be something that's going to keep him fresh throughout the course of the season.
Charlie Batch here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. So like you said, you obviously know Big Ben very well and you're still in contact with him. Over the last few years, I've got some mixed signals from Ben. You thought maybe he was closer to retirement. Then they drafted Mason Rudolph, and you got a complete opposite tone in this offseason, you know, maybe coming off the injury. You know, there's a little bit more hunger there. How much longer do you think Ben's going to play, and how much do you think this year will determine that?
Well, a lot of it will determine from this year, but I think just talking to him, you know, he probably 2 or 3 years that he's going to want to play. He wants multiple championships. He went on record by saying that. So it's just a matter of really how he truly feels. And I think last year going through that rehab process, having a game of football removed from him, really brought that fire back. And, you know, even though he talked about it in his recovery process, he was unsure whether he was going to come back. It makes you appreciate the game a lot more. And for him to come back, and if everybody expects it, talking to doctors, talking to the medical staff, that maybe he comes back better out of the rehab, out of the surgery, man, this, you know, sets up for a few exciting more years.
Charlie Batch here with us. Is Juju Smith-Schuster a number one wide receiver, or do you view him more as a number two wide receiver?
Well, for me, I view him as a number one, but all number ones need help. And I say that because you need somebody out there that can take the top off and keep that pressure off of him. And that was something that even when Antonio Brown was here, he had that with a Martavis Bryant opposite of him, Juju Smith-Schuster working the reins in the middle, keeping some of that pressure off of him. Last year, quite frankly, he didn't have that. James Washington didn't necessarily live up to expectations entering to that starting lineup. Deontay Johnson was a rookie. He cracked the starting lineup midway through the year. So now if those two guys can develop, along when you add Chase Claypool, man, this is, you know, an opportunity for Juju to continue to show that he could be a number one, and he's excited about that opportunity.
Injuries has been a big thing that's been synonymous with the Steelers over the last few years. Unfortunately, James Conner did get hurt last night. But I guess the positive part of that was Benny Snell got a lot of reps, and we know what Benny Snell did at Kentucky. He's a good player. How about what Benny Snell was able to do last night?
Yeah, it was good to see him out there. You know, last year he battled some injuries early on, but he ended up coming back and finishing the season strong. But that group right there is a loaded position. You know, you do have Jalen Samuels, who proved that he can run and catch in this league. And then they drafted Anthony McFarland out of Maryland this year. So, yes, the injury occurred to James Conner. It's unfortunate in that situation, but the Steelers were preparing if something was to occur. And right now, Benny Snell looks like he's going to be the lead back. And, you know, that's why they drafted him a year ago, with the expectations of him being able to really counter and give a little bit of a changeup if James Conner was removed from the lineup.
When both are healthy and both are at 100%, do you think that Benny Snell will still be the lead back, or will go back to James Conner?
Well, I think we'll have to see how much time he misses. And if it's an extended period of time and Benny Snell goes out there and rips, you know, three straight 100-yard games, I think Benny probably will be the hot hand and he'll probably have the ball moving forward. But if it doesn't, then I think they go back to James Conner. But either way, it's a good problem to have. And it's just one of those things that you just never know, because I don't want to anoint Benny Snell at this point just because he was injured last year. So I think right now there are some, there's a discussion as it relates to whether or not which back can stay healthy and really just take the reins and be able to be the lead back.
Zach Banner, the right tackle, is a great story. He unfortunately tore his ACL last night. He's done for the season, as we're joined by Charlie Batch. Where's the confidence in the offensive line moving forward?
Man, this is it's tough. I mean, they had some questions at in the backup position. Zach Banner, he worked his tail off. And to see him go down with an injury like that, man, it was heartbreaking. You saw how emotional he was on his face. Those were real tears because he worked so hard to crack the lineup, and people appreciated and respected him for that. Now Chuksa Okafor looks like he's going to be the starting right tackle. But what happened to Stephon Wisniewski, that, you know, he came in and was supposed to battle for Matt Fowler for the left guard position, but David DeCastro was removed. He started, and now all of a sudden there's question marks. We don't know if David DeCastro is coming back. We don't know what's going on with Wisniewski. So there are a lot of questions right now, and those questions will really reveal itself probably Thursday, because really you're only 24 hours removed from the game. Wednesday will typically be a walkthrough type of practice, but Thursday will give a better indication. I'm not concerned about the starters. I'm concerned about the depth if anybody else goes down.
When we look at the AFC, Charlie Batch, I don't think it's up for discussion when you talk about the two best teams. It's the Chiefs and it's the Ravens. Are the Steelers the third in your mind, or do you like someone else in the AFC?
Well, I like them as a third, but the problem is if they don't win the division, then they're sitting there in a wild card and they're playing all their playoff games on the road. So however it unfolds, and you can kind of look around and, you know, they don't have a shot at the Chiefs, so that's not going to happen. But everybody else in the AFC, they pretty much have on the schedule, and they can control their own destiny. And when you have those two games against the Ravens, you know it's going to come down to the division game between that team. So I think if they can ultimately get past Baltimore, I like their chances.
What do you see out of Baker Mayfield right now? I know the whole team was terrible up against the Ravens. They have a short week. They're going to play the Bengals on Thursday night. Is there a belief that you have that the Browns are going to get this thing turned around, or are they just going to be bad again like last year?
I think it's going to take time. And, you know, everybody's starting to get down on Baker Mayfield because of the success he had, you know, as a rookie and then coming into it last year. The problem for me is, which people aren't talking about, it's about the head coaches and the offensive coordinators that he's had. He's always, every year it's a change. So when you get to that point, there's a little indecisiveness. Where to go with the football, you're just not as comfortable, because some of the chances that you would take down the field with your receivers, if you've been in the system, you and the receiver are on the same page. And right now, the receiver and quarterback are not on the same page, and that's what's causing the hesitation, and you see in a lot of those throwaways whenever he should just check it down.
Do you still think Odell could be a great player in this league? Because I've been disappointed with him the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we'll be all seeing the highlights and what he was doing up in New York, but you know, sometimes in this business, man, when you go to an organization and you start losing and you're not used to losing, that's frustrating. And you can see it just taking a toll on him, you know, because he wants to win. He's so passionate about that. So I'm sure that plays a factor into it. And I don't know how true the reports are, but I just saw that there's some rumblings about the Browns possibly shopping him. So if that's true, you know, I'm sure he's going, you know, typically players don't get a chance to control where you go. But if you put him in an organization that has a quarterback that's in a winning franchise and he gets back to that, then you'll see a happier Odell.
Charlie Batch here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. You brought up something when we first started talking about Baker, which I absolutely loved, and it's all the transitions that he's had to go through. New coach, new offensive coordinator, new players. You know, I know every year there's going to be new players on teams, but when you go through a full coaching staff change, especially in these circumstances – where you had a limited offseason, limited availability, a lot of stuff through Zoom. How long do you think it's going to take some teams with a lot of changes to get comfortable?
It'd take them the first quarter of the season. So you won't start seeing some of those new guys because, it's quite frankly, that's their fourth preseason game that these guys will be playing. So that's where you're going to see those reps. So I start to see the newer systems, those quarterbacks flourishing as we get into mid-October. But you know, which is, if you're a veteran team like the Steelers, and that's why they went out and acquired a lot of the veteran leadership that either was once here or was sitting out there in a free agent market that they brought in, they knew they had to take advantage of that because everybody else, while they're playing catch up, the Steelers want to try to get out in front of teams. And if you can get a 3 or 4 game lead by the middle of October, man, it sets it up. It takes a little bit of the pressure off as you start to get to that second half of the season.
Let me jump to the NFC here for a minute, Charlie Batch. Brady's debut with Tampa, then the first drive, did not go well. I know Evans was banged up and was just a decoy in the game. I'm not all that concerned about Tampa, but after seeing what they did in week one, does part of you maybe say maybe this isn't going to be as great as what people think?
No, I'm not alarmed right now, you know, only because I've been in Bruce Arians' system for a long time. And there are some nuances in that system, especially with receivers, that you have to be on the same page. You know, when Brady threw the ball over the middle and Mike Evans stopped, that's one. If they're both on the same page, it's a combative catch. But if they're not, it really looks bad the way it did. So, and then, of course, the other interception, that was the pick six. That was just a bad throw that he left behind. But in that system, the more that he's comfortable with, I fully expect Brady to really get it going. Can he get to that point of getting to 5,000 yards like Jameis Winston did last year? He's behind the eight ball. I don't see that happening, but I do see him getting 42 to close to 4,500 yards.
We know Coach Arians is always honest. I guess some people are getting on BA for I guess they thought he was throwing Brady under the bus, you know, just talking about the performance the other day and saying maybe he needs more grit for next week. Do you think that's a potential problem there? When Arians does that, I would imagine no, because Brady just played for Bill Belichick for 20 years, and there wasn't a lot of positive comments, even with all the success that they had.
Yeah, and I don't see that being a problem. And Bruce Arians, the way that he is, he holds everybody accountable. And, of course, everybody's treated differently. Quarterbacks are treated differently especially. And when you get to the point, even in Pittsburgh, you know, Bruce Arians wasn't afraid to call out Ben Roethlisberger, wasn't afraid to call out myself, but he didn't do it a lot. But when you're making a point of calling everybody else out publicly, especially in team meetings, you can't shy away from calling your quarterback away, especially when you don't expect him to make these mistakes all the time. When he does, you have to point it out. So those are the things that, you know, Tom, I'm sure he appreciates, and I'm sure the rest of the team appreciates, because that lets the team know, I don't care who you are, I don't know what your resume looks like. If we need to correct you, we're going to do it publicly, and we're not afraid to address it. So I don't see a problem there whatsoever.
Who's the team that you like the most in the NFC this year, Charlie Batch?
To be honest with you, I mean, I liked Seattle last year, and I continue to like them this year. And it didn't surprise me for them to go on the road and win in the manner that they did. Russell Wilson is playing phenomenal. I thought he had a chance to win, you know, that MVP last year, you know, that he was battling all the way through. But to get to that point of right, oh my, he's a prime example of being in the same system and understanding what happens, because now he's just flourishing to levels that really we haven't seen or expected him to continue at that elite level. So kudos to him.
Is Phillip Rivers done? I had a pick against the Jaguars, two picks. They lose that game. Is there confidence in you in Phillip Rivers this year? Or was that a bad signing by Indy?
Well, I don't think it was a bad signing, only because of the fact that you had the familiarity, you know, that you have up there with Frank Wright and when he was with the Chargers during his time. So the system is the same. Now it's just a matter, again, not playing that preseason game. You didn't get off to the start that you wanted. Now, so I expect him to change going from week one to week two. If he doesn't, and we get to week three and we're having this conversation, then yes, I would say there's some concern in Indy.
Last one for you, Charlie Batch. We started this conversation talking about Big Ben and his return from injury. Cam also returned from injury. He's been hurt the last 2 years. What are your expectations for Belichick and Cam Newton and Josh McDaniel all teaming up?
Well, I think, you know, what we saw up there, you know, exactly what we're going to see. You know, Cam Newton is going to change it up. He's going to run. But that's having conversations with your offensive coordinator and Belichick to let them know, hey, I'm going to run. I'm going to do what I can do, but I will protect myself. So trust me that I'll protect myself, continue to call those plays. Now, we're not going to see those 40, 45-point games, you know, that you're seeing up there. You're going to see some ball control. But what I do expect that the New England Patriots probably will lead the league or be tops in the league when it comes to ball control, only because of what Cam Newton brings to the table.
Charlie Batch, always great to talk to you. Really do appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.